A reading from Ezekiel. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from your idols I will cleanse you. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and make you follow my statutes and be careful to observe my ordinances. Then you shall live in the land that I gave to your ancestors, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have to admit to you that when I was putting this together, I used this scripture this past week for our council meeting. We did Dwelling in the Word, where we read through it twice and reflected on it. And after we read the word uncleannesses twice, I went later and looked up in my Bible. I was like, surely this is just a typo from the internet. There's no, uncleannesses is not a word. Microsoft Word does not believe that it's a word. But the Bible sure does, because it is in the NRSV, uncleannesses, which I have never heard the word in that form. So we have all learned something new today. But I want to actually focus on that, on the uncleannesses, the idols that God is promising to cleanse us from. Ezekiel is another one of those prophets that is preaching to the people in exile. You might remember a couple of weeks ago when we had the Isaiah text, and I talked about how the exile was very, it pulled the rug out from people. All of the institutions, their religious institutions, their economy, their way of doing life, their land, their homes, their jobs, everything was taken from them, and they lost everything. And they had to grapple with what that meant to them. And especially, there was this belief in the ancient Near East that if you were a conquered people, if you were taken over by another country, that their God killed your God. Your God is dead. So for the Hebrew people, what the common understanding of the day was that they were conquered by Babylon, and so their God had been conquered as well. Ezekiel gives us a bunch of strange visions in his book. Very, very strange visions. But one of them is what we called in seminary the Godmobile. So it was this image of God leaving the temple in a chariot and going and following the people into Babylon. So it was this incredibly bold claim that God was not dead, that God had not been defeated. And not only that, that God was no longer going to dwell and live in the temple, that God was going to exit the building and live with the people. And so the people have heard those images, have heard those promises from the prophet Ezekiel. And now they hear God speaking through Ezekiel and promising that not only is God still with them, that God is going to bring them back into their land, bring them back into the life that they had before. Now, it wasn't going to look the same. It was going to be incredibly different. But in the midst of that, God continues to make these promises. God is with the people in exile when everything has been torn away from them, everything, that all of their normal rhythms and patterns are gone. And God is going to restore them in such a way that will give them new hearts and new spirits. And I normally would really focus on that new heart and that new spirit. But what really spoke to me this week is that God is going to cleanse us from our idols. You may also remember from a couple of weeks ago when I said that Martin Luther wrote that wherever you place your trust, there is your God. When the people are brought into exile, when they believe that their God has been defeated, it can be so tempting to them to turn to other gods to trust in, to turn to the gods of the Babylonians. And I think that right now, all of us are reeling a little bit because it feels like a lot of the institutions and places and people that we have placed our trust in are failing that trust. And even ourselves, if we put our trust in our own ability to accomplish things or do things, even that is drawn into question right now. We are very much living in a time of exile, in a time when we do not understand or know what is coming next. But God promises us to cleanse us from our idols, to remind us that all of those places that we have placed our trust that no longer are serving us, to remind us that God is still there, that God has left the building, that God is loose in the world with us wherever we are and in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. God is still moving and acting in our lives to give us a new heart and a new spirit. God is calling us back to place our trust in God's promises, not the promises of the world. And so we are given an invitation and a promise that God is going to remove our hearts of stone and replace them with hearts of flesh. That God is going to put God's Spirit within us and make us follow God's statutes and ordinances. Now, I know that when you hear the word statutes and ordinances, it can feel a lot like a list of rules, that God is putting a new heart and a new spirit in us just so we can follow a list of God's rules. But the thing is that God's law has always been meant to liberate us. It has been always meant to free us from fear and self-interest and shame. It has always been meant to teach us how to live as free people who love our neighbors. And so when God is giving us a new heart and a new spirit so that we can observe God's statutes and ordinances, it's not so we can be free to follow another list of rules. It's so that we can be free from being so closed in and protecting our own self-interest that we miss our neighbor in our midst. To be so afraid that something is going to happen to us that we fail to take care of other people. God is freeing us from those idols and freeing us to serve our neighbor. So today, you are being invited. You are being called. You are being gifted a new heart and a new spirit for these days. Thanks be to God.